Hey everybody, it's me, and you're listening to another Truck Chat Freestyle. This is an audio blog of me and the stuff that goes on about me. If you're a listener to one of the other podcasts, welcome to Freestyle. This is an audio blog of sorts. Rough cut insider's look at what happens, not just with the podcast, but with other things. It's Monday, October 26th, just dropped off Julie for school again. This seems to be a good time to zip out a quick podcast because there isn't a whole lot of production that goes on with this thing that I can squeeze one in. So join me as I drive to work on this cool, foggy morning. I say cool because it's all of about 45 degrees Fahrenheit, which makes it, what, about 6? I could push the button, but then I wouldn't have any hands to drive the van with, because one hand is holding the H2. So, if you've been paying attention to the Twitter and Facebook feeds, you realize that I had a black belt test last week, and wanted to thank everybody who joined on the live stream at some point or other. I know some people watched it start to finish on Wednesday the 21st. Thank you very much. Some people jumped in and jumped out and jumped in and jumped out. That was a lot of fun. I was amazed at the number of viewers that were there. That just blows me away how supportive all you people are. I know a number of you came from the podcast world, the podosphere. A good many of you came from work. I spread a few email around there. Some were relatives. I had a niece in New York, and I think brother and sister, and I come from a large family, so there's a lot of people everywhere. And thank you very much once again. That really meant a lot. Hope it wasn't too boring. I know there were a lot of dead spots in there where we were putting on our sparring gear and had a bit of a break, but it was quite the endurance test. I'm glad it's over. I've passed the test. I am not a black belt yet, though. So before you give the congratulations on my black belt, and I appreciate all the congratulations so far, we have to do a demonstration. We have to practice that demonstration this coming Saturday. Halloween Saturday. But it's in the afternoon, and trick-or-treating doesn't start officially in Appleton until we're done. So that was convenient, back-to-back there. We do a demonstration practice then. We do another one Friday the 6th. And then we have a potluck dinner right after that. And then Saturday is the big day. We do a walkthrough with all of the schools. This is actually more of an area thing, not just our school. Our karate school, which is Karate America, by the way, if you didn't know that. It's been about 3 years since I started. August 2006 is when I joined. And about 3 months of try before you buy kind of thing, where you're a beginner and you learn some of the fundamentals. And then you get to decide whether you want to continue on with the black belt program. And that's a financial, mental, and physical commitment. Some people don't make it for one reason or another. I feel very fortunate that I was not met with any serious injuries, illnesses, that would take me out, or financial situation where we could not afford it. Lisa graduated in May with her black belt. She's always been a little bit ahead of me, and proud of that fact, and I'm proud of her for accomplishing it, even more so now that I've gone through the test. Although the adult test is a bit different, there were not as many forms. We had one instead of three. But we did have the jiu-jitsu and some pretty intense sparring. So, kudos to her for getting her black belt, and I feel very happy for passing the test. And then Saturday the 7th, I don't think I'm going to be able to live stream this, but I will get some video, and we'll post that online as soon as we can, some of the highlights, where they do the actual black belt presentation. And 5 or 6 of the area Karate Americas will get together. It's very impressive. I've been to these before. It's a whole lot of fun. It would be interesting to be in one, having seen it 3 or 4 times, and just hope I can contain my emotions when the moment comes, because I almost lost it at the end of the test. It was such a relief to be over with it, and I was physically exhausted that it was tough holding it together. So that was the highlight of last week. Very fun. The other thing is, I think I mentioned on the last one, is Craig Stepp and I have begun writing a book. We're still finalizing the contract, but we don't want to wait until that's done because it is a bit of a tight timeline. Originally, they wanted 50% done by November 6th and 100% done by the 30th. And I said no, because you guys dilly-dallied around with some of the meetings early on to even get approval for this thing. Well, it's been approved, and I negotiated another 2 weeks worth of due date. It pushes the book back a little bit and may even slip a deadline, but we're not competing for to be first in any one thing on this particular topic, and I'll let you know what it is once the contracts are signed. I don't want to divulge too much information. Not trying to be super secretive, but it's always bad juju to speak too much about a project. We've started working on the chapters, and we've both got, I'd say, one and a half done. So we've got to have about half of them, four each, by the, what did I say, the 20th? Yeah, because I got 2 extra weeks on the 50%, which, in light of all the karate stuff that's going on, there's really, you know, I've got a lot to take care of there. I can't necessarily focus more than an hour or two on writing. But it's been going well. A lot of research. This is a topic that we both feel we know pretty well, but you gotta have all your facts in line. So we've been doing a lot of online research, which makes the writing a little slower. If it was, it's not podcasting, in case you're wondering. That's been done, Podcasting for Dummies. This is a different publisher. It's not a dummies book. So again, I've probably said more than I should. A couple people do know what the project is, but they're sworn to secrecy at this point because they were providing insightful information that can help us get this through the process quicker. Because it is a different publisher, we have to learn new style guidelines and all that good stuff. So Craig's really enjoying it. He's amped up on it. Happy to bring him into the publishing world, as T. Morris did for me on the Dummies book. It's interesting to start from scratch. We need to figure out how we're going to collaborate effectively so that we've got continuity in the book, so we're both sounding of the same voice. We don't have one part that's written in, we recommend this, and we found X, Y, and Z, and we had a project to do A, B, C, and the other person's writing I. So just little things like that will make it easier for the editors and easier for us to get this thing on shelves quicker. So looking forward to that. It is very exciting. It's a much tighter timeline than we had before. Just glancing up on the off-ramp, there's a fire truck. Not sure what's going on. No lights, but got the hazards on and pulled over to the side of the road. Hope everybody's all right there. What else? This is Halloween week. Happy Halloween to all of those who are listening. Had a lot of fun with Technorama last night. Recorded the live show for both the voicemail and the live show. Was watching that a little bit after we were done producing the content. It is completely unscripted, unedited. A couple of tweaks I'm going to make to that in the future. If you like, go to ustream.tv. Just look for my name. You'll see it. It's kind of fun to watch. If you don't have a chance to watch on Sunday night, this gives you a little taste of what you're missing. It is a whole lot of fun. I like doing Technorama on Sunday nights, and I really appreciate everybody who's in the chat room having fun. There's a regular crowd that joins up there. But if you can't make it, you can always watch it now later on Ustream. Not sure what they charge. Went to upload it to YouTube, because we do have a Technorama channel on YouTube, but there is an error. I'm going to need to work with them and find out why exactly that happens. I'd like to have it in both places if possible. A couple of tweaks. One, I got to mute Craig's mic because it comes out on the stream while we're playing clips and things. And that's not the end of the world. It does kind of ruin the illusion, if you will. You'll see my lips moving silently while we're talking on a secondary channel, and you can hear his responses, which is a bit of a confusing thing. So mute that. And I was looking at the punch cards. If you've ever watched this live, we have punch cards that I hang on a mic stand in the background, kind of like subtitles, if you will, and think got a few ideas for those. Interesting, speaking of Technorama-like ideas, interesting ideas that I had. I literally woke myself up laughing this morning at about 4:45 from something that I was dreaming. The dream was so funny, I woke up, and I woke up Donna also. It had to do with Red Hat. And real briefly, some of you may be thinking Red Hat as in the Linux distribution, but there's also a senior ladies group known as the Red Hat Club, and I was kind of coming up with a mashup of some of that. So I've got that and a couple of other ideas that hit me shortly after that. I could not get back to sleep after 4:45, so I got up at about 5 o'clock, realizing I wasn't going back to sleep, and jotted these ideas down. I'd love to produce them as short commercials or clips or something for DragonCon TV. I need to get in touch with Brian Richardson about that. And it's one of those things that I've got to write down and then I'll come back to it later to look at it and make sure that it's still funny, because I told Julie about two other ideas, the two that I've got, that are actually based on our Sunday school lesson from yesterday. Now go figure that out. How can you get from Sunday school to DragonCon TV? Yeah, I'll get you there. Don't worry. It may be a while before I do that, and probably the catalyst that will get this thing moving is an upgrade to Snow Leopard and iLife 09, because I am just, the more I use iLife 08, the more frustrated I get. Tried dubbing in some audio for the live Technorama show from DragonCon, and it keeps crashing, and I've got the karate video from last week to take care of, but as you know, very busy trying to get book written and karate stuff done, and people ask me, when do I have time to do all this stuff, along with the Fox City's managers group, the local HDI chapter, upgrading that to WordPress and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it is busy, but I'll tell you, it's terribly rewarding. Making a lot of great relationships in the local and global community on this stuff. And it's fun. It's fun. Just watching traffic as we come up on the off-ramp, which means I'm going to be signing off soon. A lot of stuff going on. Very happy, feel very blessed to be given these opportunities and given the time to do them, the health to stick with all of them. And yes, I will be continuing on with karate, pursuing my second degree black belt. Thursday night, I ordered my new red uniform. I'll have a picture of that because it's got my first initial last name embroidered on the back. Very much looking forward to putting that on in a couple of weeks. Takes a couple of weeks to get in. Should be in around the time that we are awarded belts. So hopefully, Monday the 9th, I will have a new getup at karate. Very excited about that. Well, that's going to do it for me. Coming up to work. Thank you for riding along with me this morning. And wherever you are, whenever you are, binary high five.